Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Tell you which skinny actress just found out that half her body is fat?
Whoa.
Plus, which superstar went back to her man after he cheated, honey. But first, pregnant Khloe Kardashian flew to Japan and people are pissed.
Why? Yeah, why? It's
well,
not business.
Khloe, Kim, and Kourtney decided to take one last girls' trip before Khloe gives birth. And of course, Keeping Up with the Kardashians crew was along for the adventure. But fans worried that Khloe wasn't making a very responsible decision for her baby.
Oh, right, she's like 8 months pregnant. You're not even supposed to fly past 5 months of pregnancy.
I know, but it's that woman's baby. Let her do what she wants to
do. I'm sure she has doctors traveling with them just in case.
Is
her OBGYN from California that with them on the trip then? Because at 8 months, you can give birth. It's her first baby. Sometimes they come early.
This is all probably part of the storyline. They're going to get over there. I'll put $5 on it that she'll have the baby in Japan for drama's sake.
Yeah.
And they're all going to eat the placenta.
God,
now,
Frank.
They are definitely going to do
it's
that.
It's Japan. They make killer placenta rolls over there. I mean, they're magnificent.
Soy sauce, a little wasabi.
Delish.
All right, well, Maria Shriver is opening up about her old and new thoughts on divorce. She's got a new book out, and it's called I've Been Thinking, Reflections, Prayers, Meditations for a Meaningful Life. So as a devout Catholic, Maria says, quote, I grew up thinking divorce was a sin. I couldn't have been more wrong. I always thought people whose marriages didn't work out were quitters. I was wrong.
But I don't remember them getting divorced right away. I think they were together for a while.
Well, I think
she wanted to work on it.
They were there for a while.
She was confused because he kept saying, I'll be back. You know, so he's like, you know, I don't know if we're going to get divorced or not because he keeps coming back.
So when Maria's marriage blew up in flames, she admits that she had a fear of being alone and turned to therapy for help. So Maria adds, quote, I do admire people who work at their marriages, but I also admire those who chart a new way forward. And I really admire those who manage to stay friends after their marriages are over and aren't afraid to try love again after being hurt. Because they got kids together. So I think once you have kids with somebody, you better find a way to be friends because you've got grandbabies coming, Christmas,
Thanksgiving. Well, there's that, but you also have to find a way to love again. That's what she's saying. She thought marriage was the end-all, be-all. This is the man I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with. And she was so hurt by what Arnold did that she, you know, was man-hating for a while. I mean, she did move to that island and start picking fights with He-Man.
Frank Kramer!
Say that about Maria.
Oh, Frank.
No.
Well, speaking of women who've been cheated on, Cardi B is explaining why she stuck around. Well, you know, when rumors surfaced that Cardi B's fiance Offset had cheated on her, fans told her to leave him immediately. But Cardi explains to Cosmopolitan why she didn't listen to him. Now, she says, it's like everybody coming down my neck.
Sounds like she's cheating.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Like, why are you not leaving him? You have low self-esteem. I don't have low self-esteem. I know I look good. I know I'm rich. I know I'm talented. I know I could have any man I want, any basketball player, football player. But I want to work on my with my man, and I don't got to explain why. I'm not your property. This is my life.
Okay, Cardi.
I agree with her. I'm sorry.
No,
I do.
I don't agree with her. She's suffering, honey, because my thing is, why would you want to say no on a man publicly cheated on you, and every time you go out in the public, somebody looking at
because
you.
Because guess what, Gary? People go through it.
through things, and when you love each other, sometimes it's worth, like, sticking around trying to fix it.
Uh-uh. Love don't live here anymore.
No.
It's about what the people do when y'all are together.
Yes!
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, everybody has their issues. Everybody has their flaws.
It's true.
Maybe his flaw is that he cheated on her, but he probably treats her like a queen when
right.
they're together.
He don't
and
need
that
to she
everything.
Got her own money and be her own queen.
So, Gary, if you found somebody that treated you like the king, queen, whatever it is you wanted to be, rubbed your feet, cleaned your ears, put earwax on your lips, all the things that you love, and they made one mistake, you mean to tell me you couldn't find it in your heart to be like, you know what? You made a mistake. I forgive you.
Right. No. Do you think I'm taking my hard-earned damn money going to work every day? You giving it to another bitch? Hell no. No, I'm not staying with you. No, ma'am.
Child, that's welfare talk.
Well,
ain't nobody
talk.
Taking that's welfare talk.
Okay. All right, honestly, who has been cheated on the show? I think you actually know.
We all have been cheated
on.
We all have been cheated on. Gary, have you been cheated on? Dang.
Never.
Oh, wow.
That's a lie. This bitch is bitter, honey.
Okay.
Sarah Hyland may be skinny, but she's not in shape.
What do you mean?
She recently weighed herself on those particular scales that can measure your body fat and your weight at the same time, body composition.
Oh, my God, hell on earth.
And she shared that on her Instagram and showed the scale. And it said on the percent body fat that she is 49% fat. So
almost
Sarah
half.
Hyland, even though she only weighs, 92.8 pounds.
What?
Half of that is blubber. She posted it and said, definition of hashtag skinny fat.
Oh, but there are those girls that are really thin, but super thin, but they'll have cellulite on their butt and thighs. And you're like, wow, cellulite comes from fat.
Well, she weighs 92 pounds and half of her
she's
fat.
The type of skinny where scales probably start weighing actual organs. Like she might have a fat liver.
We all know Taylor Swift is a proud cat lady. She has two cats, Meredith and Olivia, and she took to Instagram to show off their different personalities.
There are two kinds of cats.
It appears one is a very proper lady. And you know, it's like those two friends that one's like going out just having girl time. And the other one's like, no, girl, we finding somebody tonight. Legs open. No, no.
Yes.
And she's like, we should go. We should.
So it's like the two friends where it's like, okay, give me sexy ladies. And there's one who just can't do sexy
right,
and the one who just does it automatically.
Right.
Legs spread. One's penthouse.
I'm like, I'm not going to party tonight. Then it's 4 hours later. And that's me on the right.
Well, speaking of cats, let's talk about, shall we? Now, Josh Dumont was just on the Today Show. And before he went on, he became a hero in the green room.
Oh.
Josh Dumont?
We got him.
You caught the green room mouse?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Is this real?
Is this the
first time?
Didn't we learn the first time?
All right.
Yeah, just leave it there for somebody.
No, don't leave it there.
Oh, my God.
No.
He handled that like a G.
Oh. I mean, seriously, that little mouse, when he opened the cup, you hear his little scurrying claws scratching inside a paper cup, like a little Stuart Little in there.
And wasn't that the break room where the food is?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Matt Lauer probably planted it there so he'd shut the whole place down.
Okay.
All right. If there was a rat or a mouse loose in the Atlanta studios, who jumps on the chair and who catches it?
I'll be the first person out.
Thank you.
Really?
Oh, rat out.
I was counting on you.
Don't count on
really?
Me.
Come on,
don't
be rat.
Don't count on me.
You're an animal lover.
Don't count on me. Brad don't even like flies, gnats, spiders.
One time, I was at my crib, right, and in the basement. I guess I left the door open for too long, and then, I was chilling in my studio. A mouse ran by.
Listen.
I literally said, eek, a mouse. And jumped up on my desk. And then,
eek.
Yo, I had to call my homie upstairs and tell him to bring the shovel from the fireplace. And then we had to corner it, and then we beat it to death.
Wait, we can't play that part.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Eek.
Whenever I used to read that in cartoons, I was like, who the hell says that?
Right.
Until it actually happens.
That is a bitch move for a big old man like me.
Oh, wait till
you see one.
You are here when we play songs.
Right.
All right, y'all. Coming up, K. Michelle, honey, had her butt implants removed, and now she's leading a booty in her... She's leading a booty intervention.
Yeah, you're so stupid.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, you guys, it's that time of the week. It's
Booty Week.
Yes, honey, and Ms. K. Michelle, y'all has been saying for some time now that she's wanted to remove the illegal butt injections that she got years ago for health reasons. Well, yesterday, honey, she went on Dr. Oz to show the surgery that she had done that removed 40% of the implants, and then she did an intervention with a young woman wanting a big ass.
No one wants to be sick. We take our health for granted. No one wants to be sick. It's not worth it. So I would just ask that you consider not doing that. Do some squats, girl. Eat some honey buns and stuff. Because that is not the way, okay?
But Kim Michelle is right, though. You know, women always be worried about their weight, but they want a big butt. Like, that is the opportunity for you to wild out and eat all the food that you wanted to eat. Just put some squats with it so you can, you know, shape your butt better.
It don't work like that, boo-boo. It don't work like that. No, people always say eat, eat, eat or whatever to get a butt. No, you know what comes with a real butt?
A gut.
A real gut. Exactly.
And real thighs.
Thank you. It all goes together, boo-boo.
Right.
Yeah, it's only like genetics that'll give you like a small waist in the booty, but generally, you're going to have some stomach to go with that.
See, and a lot of men don't like big asses, I mean, at all, honey. I know one in particular, so.
Men don't really care like that. I mean, if you are a good girl, you're beautiful, got a great personality, they really look past it. Hell, my sister get a lot of play and she got no ass at all. Sorry, Lauren.
She going to kill you.
I know. All right. Hey, y'all, it's time for It's the Damn Dude.
Floyd Mayweather just Instagrammed a little gift he bought himself for his 41st birthday. Another plane, y'all.
All right, now.
Lord, it seems to be Floyd's third private jet that he bought for himself.
Why do you need three planes?
Why you need three pairs of tennis shoes?
Like three
you can only wear one pair of tennis shoes at a time.
But right. It's a whole plane.
And?
It's a whole car.
Right, but those are his type of toys.
Yeah.
Okay, you got that kind of money, though. When you have that
right,
kind of money.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
Toys on his level, I guess, right?
Right.
Yo, but even though he got three planes, shout out to the classic iPod that he's still rocking. To this day, but I get that,
though. The best ones.
That's how rich people do. Mm-hmm. Us poor people, we up here buying the latest of the latest.
Thank you.
The brand new iPhone and iPad. This man don't give a damn. He's sitting up here with this old piece of equipment.
Oh.
That's a rich, clean, bald head, ain't it?
All right, y'all. So today is the last day of us recognizing Black History Month. And do y'all know why February is regarded as Black History Month?
Because they wanted to give us the shortest month of the damn year.
Oh, Gary.
No.
Everybody
says it. Actually started in 1926 in the United States when historian Carter G. Woodson and the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History announced the second week of February to be Negro History Week. They selected this week because it was the same week that the birthday of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass was, both of which the Black communities had celebrated together since the late 19th century.
Okay.
So Black History Month was first proposed in February of 1969, and it was celebrated in 1970 at Kent State. Now, 6 years later, President Gerald Ford recognized Black History Month during the celebration of the United States Bicentennial.
Wow.
So now we hit.
Now we know why we are celebrating.
Now, who would y'all like to shine some light on?
Well, I want to shine some light on Rosa Parks because she was an African-American woman who decided she was not going to give her seat up for a Caucasian passenger. And I can relate to her because if I am tired, honey, off of work going home, I will not be moving either. And she did that, which started the Montgomery boycott and also jump-started some more endeavors to end segregation.
Well, I want to salute Hattie McDaniel. She was the first African-American woman to win an Academy Award, which is called an Oscar, for her movie Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
And, you know, we love Gone with the Wind.
Yes,
and, you know,
do.
And she won that award back in 1940.
Wow.
She was, wasn't she the first African-American woman to win?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Oh, did you just say that? Sorry about that. Yeah.
Sometimes history repeats itself.
All right. Coming up, Serena Williams' husband proves again how perfect he really is and rich. We'll show you the incredible gift he got her coming up next. Welcome back, guys.
Hey.
Well, Serena Williams is set to return to tennis in March. Now, she'll be playing in a tournament in Palm Springs, which will be her first tournament since giving birth to her baby girl, Alexis Olympia Ohanian Jr.
Aww, yes, I love the Jr., honey.
The goat is back, baby. Now, her husband, Alexis, wanted to make it very special, and in the spirit of the movie Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, he put up four billboards outside of Palm Springs, California.
Aww, how cute is that?
Isn't that amazing?
That is a great idea. That's not your normal gift.
That's thinking outside the box.
Yeah, now as for Serena, she shared a video of the billboard saying how much she loved them and her family. And you know, this is really, really important because new moms don't want to leave their babies. Her right. baby's only 5 months, and you know she's been by her side every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So to know that he understands that and he's supporting her, that's the best.
Like, Gary, what's the last romantic thing you've done, Gary?
I haven't done anything romantic, but I'll tell you what I would do if I had, what I would put on those billboards, if I had billboards
oh,
put up down
Jesus,
there.
We don't want to know Gary. Children and grandparents mm-hmm. watch this show, Gary.
If I had three of them.
Oh, Jesus, what would the first one be?
Kiss.
Next.
My.
Oh, God,
that's
the last
right.
one.
Ass.
Oh,
oh
God.
Lord.
That is not romantic, Gary.
At all.
Now.
In that world, it might be.
Maybe.
That's foreplay.
Gary.
Up next, Mary J. Blige is still locked up in a bitter divorce battle with her ex, Kendu Isaacs, and a judge has already ordered Mary to pay $30,000 in spousal support a month, and he's taking her back to court in March because he wants more.
Leave yes. Mary alone.
He is doing like women do to men, babe. He's really being a bitch.
Man, I'm so sick of this.
But we already know that. What's new now?
Okay.
You know, Mary's had a pretty dope year. She's nominated for 2 Oscars this weekend for Best Supporting Actress mm-hmm. and Best Original Song for the movie Mudbound. But she wants the courts to know that, you know, Kendu is looking to cash in on that Mudbound money, but there's no money there. So she's filed documents to show that the role actually cost her money since she spent way more in expenses than she was paid and that she didn't even take the role for the money but only to further her brand.
Right. Let's talk about this female man.
Please don't
Or not
talk
even
about
a female because we're
don't,
more powerful than that.
Don't give
him no
life.
Something is wrong with him, okay? He needs to move on with his life. First of all, you were her manager. You got paid. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, let her live her life.
So if Mary J. Blige took the time to put up three billboards the same way that, you know, Serena Williams dude did, what do you think they would say?
You...
We can't curse, remember?
Oh, we can't. Oh.
They gonna bleep that because
right,
that's
we're gonna
what
be in trouble
say.
And it's costing them.
And that's two words.
That's please. Right.
They can bleep that. Before we head to break, have you gotten your dish gear yet? Then why the hell not? Head on over to dishnation.com/dishgear right now. Seriously, what are you waiting on?
Coming up after the break, in case you don't already know, the dogs are the best. Just wait until you hear this story of this German Shepherd hero. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Heidi, I hope you get through this story, because if you don't, let's get makeup on standby here.
Because
there's a German Shepherd named Rex, and he's being hailed a hero.
What?
Can we get the rights to the Sarah McLachlan song? Let's really make her cry, okay?
Does it every time.
Now, here's what happened. Rex was shot 3 times while trying to protect his 16-year-old owner during a home invasion robbery. Rex ran downstairs to confront the intruders, started barking, and was shot in the neck, leg, and knee. But don't worry. Rex is already home recovering and is expected to make a full recovery after some physical therapy. Here's a couple pictures. Look at this.
Rex, the German Shepherd, protecting his boy.
Yeah.
Obviously that's what he was there to do, and he got in front of a bullet for this boy.
Yeah, German Shepherds are the best dogs. Do you think your Yorkies would do the same, Heidi? They would go downstairs and attack the intruders.
They're like, my Yorkies be like Scrappy-Doo. Remember those episodes of Scooby-Doo where Scrappy's like, and they're like, you can't do anything, man. You're just a little puppy.
But I think you have, 5 of them or 4 of them now?
Yeah.
I think if I saw 4 Yorkies running down the stairs barking, I would be like, eek! Right, head crack?
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.